UK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington at the Trilateral Summit at Camp David.
Today, we've made history with the first ever standalone summit between the leaders of our three countries.
President Biden hosting the leaders of Japan and South Korea at the presidential retreat. CBS's Nancy Cordes says this summit is the culmination of an extensive effort on the part of the Biden administration.
President Biden has spent much of the first 2.5 years of his presidency trying to build that trilateral relationship as a sort of counterpoint to growing Chinese aggressiveness in the region, military aggressiveness.
In a joint statement, the leaders condemned what they called China's dangerous and aggressive actions. They also pledged to work together amid North Korea's nuclear and missile threats. President Biden also took a moment to say thank you to the leaders of South Korea and Japan.
I want to start by expressing my appreciation for the contribution that your countries have made toward the relief following the devastating wildfires in Hawaii.
The president made additional disaster assistance available to Hawaii to help in its recovery and rebuilding efforts. For those who didn't make it,
we talked to a FEMA representative who told CBS News they're finding a lot of people in their beds and a lot of people in their cars. So there's a mix of people who were sleeping and who were trying to get out and couldn't get out in time.
CBS's Elizabeth Campbell on Maui. Evacuations are underway in the city of Yellowknife in northwest Canada ahead of approaching wildfires there. Reporter Jamie Dahl has details.
Many of the people here lining up, wrapped in blankets and toques, waiting for word, hoping that they could get on a plane out of Yellowknife to Calgary. There's already been at least one flight that has left with a load of evacuees, and the territory says it has an extensive plan, flight schedule, hoping to get everybody out to safety.
Hurricane Hillary has set its sights on California. Anthony Moroni is the LA County Fire Chief.
We stand ready to respond quickly to all Hillary-related incidents using our ground resources, our boats, and our aircraft.
Hillary is expected to make landfall on Monday. It is a grim milestone in the war against Ukraine.
U.S. officials say the total number of casualties on both sides of the Ukraine war is now close to 500,000 killed and wounded. The figures are only estimates, U.S. officials caution, but they give a grim indication of how brutal the fighting has been. First as Russia invaded and now as Ukraine mounts its counteroffensive.
CBS's David Martin. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained more than 25 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Sussex couple and their dog were found dead in their home this week, with the cause of death undetermined. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the people were identified as Maggie Howard Weigel and Gary Weigel. The paper also reports the Waukesha County Medical Examiner's Office is awaiting test results from a lab that's expected in about 2 months. At this point, additional details aren't known. The second young woman who was convicted in the Slender Man stabbing case has changed her stance on leaving the state mental hospital. Morgan Geyser's legal team recently withdrew their request for her release from the facility where she's been held since 2017. In 2014, Geyser and Anessa Weyer, both 12 years old at the time, lured their 12-year-old friend into the woods and stabbed her 19 times. They were both committed to a state mental hospital for the crime, with Weyer's release occurring in 2021. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Get your outdoor projects done right at Menards and save 11% on everything. It's a great time for outdoor building projects with the Midwest's largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. Visit our outdoor lumber yard today to shop top-of-the-line pressure-treated lumber and decking. Get an 8-foot pressure-treated 1x4 for $389 after 11% off. Good through August 20th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and... Days from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and days from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and days from 4
What's up, everybody? Do you think you'd ever... It's Thursday. It's the Maggie Dawn Show. I've got a couple questions for you, but I also have a guest for you. My most dear friend, fellow radio personality, Dom Salvia. Thanks for sticking around with me this afternoon.
Oh, Maggie, it's the least I could do. Thank you for joining us today as well.
Oh, my gosh. So much fun.
I know.
And Thursdays are generally like talk back Thursdays. So things that have come out in the news during the week that we maybe didn't get a chance to talk about all that much, both for you and I and for our listeners. So if you want to give a shout out about some bit on the news, hash it over with Dom and I about what's going on. Ask our opinions about it. Maybe you'll even find a thing that Dom and I disagree about, because that's always the best of times.
Right.
Anything is fair game today. 844-967-2789. But there was something this week that, unless you're a little wonkified, may have escaped our keen attention. And that is that there was a big vote that happened in the state of Ohio on Tuesday, Dom. And what was so big about it is that it seemed like this really technical ho-hum thing. The vote on Tuesday in Ohio was, are they going to change the way they change the Constitution in Ohio? And so the question that was posed to Ohio voters was, should the threshold for changing the Constitution be a 50% vote or a 60% vote?
And it's been a 50%
vote. And it's been a 50% vote for over 100 years in the state of Ohio. So that's really important to keep in mind.
For like a binding referendum, right?
Basically.
We don't have that here in the state of Wisconsin.
That's correct. This is a unique little tidbit for Ohio. Now, Ohio, not unlike Wisconsin, has been trending very red, okay? And it has been gerrymandered all to smithereens. So our sister state to the east of us and a little south has a lot of similarities, except they've got a GOP governor. So that's the table set, right? Now, why, my dear friend, my fine furry friend here.
Yes, Maggie.
Why do you think it is that, you know, now would be when we're going to change how we change the Constitution in Ohio?
Well, I would imagine it's been something that's been churning in the state for a long time, pondering why is it this way? Let's change. Oh, wait. I know.
Do you know, Don?
Abortion?
Oh, boom. Of course it's abortion. So we got the Dobbs case last summer, right? And in Ohio, knowing that they have this ability to change their state constitution, there is a movement who now has on the November ballot a constitutional amendment in the state of Ohio to enshrine and protect a woman's right to choose. And it's interesting because the GOP really didn't want to make this referendum about changing the way they change the constitution. They didn't want it to be about abortion. It was like, don't make it about abortion. We know most Americans think that should be legal, so let's not talk about that. But oopsies, the current Secretary of State in Ohio, a guy by the name of Frank LaRose, said last week in an interview, we're talking about protecting the state constitution. Yes, against a radical abortion amendment, minimum wage increases, and to help prohibit gun regulation in the constitution. You know, those bad things. That we should avoid.
The same GOP that's trying to make inroads into younger voters.
Right. You know, align your values with the way that younger voters are moving, and I'm sure your demographics will sort out just fine. And that's really what was at issue here. So the result in Ohio, Dom, was just freaking amazing.
Staggering.
Staggering, in fact, would be an absolutely correct word. So here's what we've got in Ohio. And by staggering, I mean staggering. So the total outcome of the race, by the way, it was called before it even got to 8 Ohio on Tuesday night. The Decision Desk HQ called it at 8:09. So there was a whole bunch of them. Even conservatives were calling it really early. Here's what. 15 counties in Ohio that voted for Donald Trump in 2020 voted to defeat changing the rules after the game has started.
15 counties.
15 counties. Now, 66 counties in the state of Ohio that voted for Trump voted to, yes, let's change the rules mid-game. But 15, and that just to me is unbelievable, the numbers there. And in some of these very conservative suburban counties, the proportions were staggering. Two come to mind. 58% of voters in Delaware County, which is just north of Columbus, Ohio, rejected issue one, despite that being a Republican county from the olden times.
Wow.
They have voted Republican in every race since 1916.
What?
Yes.
1916. And they rejected this.
And they rejected changing the rules in the middle of the game.
Dom, you would remember the last time they voted that way, huh? Sorry, I had to.
Thank you, Anya. Thank you, Anya.
Ooh, that's smart.
Yes, well done. Well done. Short jokes, old jokes. Listen, I'm here for you.
Yeah, if you want to make fun of Dom, you can join us, 844-967-2789. If you want to see how short my little buddy actually is in real life, you can watch the Maggie Dawn Show live on YouTube and on Facebook. Come here, little buddy. You don't want to miss that. So, yeah, Delaware County in Mahoning County, which used to be a very blue-collar Democratic county, but since the sort of populist knuckle-dragging MAGA movement, they've been voting Trump, and they're basically controlled by a GOP county party that is very MAGA, okay? 58% in Mahoning County also opposed changing the rules in the middle of the game. I mean, holy cow. Here's the last one that I want to share with you. In Ohio's Clark County, issue one was losing by a single vote by 11:30 p.m. Tuesday night. So basically it was like, and I don't know exactly what the vote count was. I didn't have time to get there. But literally it was like, which way is this ballot going? I mean, it was down to the bitter end. And check this down. Donald Trump won Clark County in 2020 by a 61% to 38% vote margin. And they almost lose in Clark County. By the way, this was the only thing on the ballot this past Tuesday in Ohio. And they had a turnout that equates the usual turnout that they get for gubernatorial or governor elections.
That's unbelievable. You're talking a Tuesday in the middle of summer in August.
Vacation time.
Right. You think that the timing was on purpose as well?
You wonder, don't you?
Well, of course it was.
I don't know. You out there in Radio Land, would you interrupt your vacation to come and vote on whether or not to change the rules in the middle of the game to make it impossible for folks to enshrine the right to abortion in our Constitution? I might stop a vacation to do that.
I might make a point, yes.
Might make a point to show up for that one. Absolutely.
And people did. And well done, Ohio.
Yes. Round of applause for Ohio. Well done, Ohio. Come on, Wisconsin. We can too.
We can do it too.
We got Janet. Let's see what happens next. But to me, all of this wraps up that you can make extrapolations about the implications for the Senate races because, you know, that La Rosa Secretary of State guy that was like, well, we want to change the rules so that people can't regulate guns and, you know, so women can't get abortions, said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
Guess who's running against the Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio in 2024?
That guy.
Ooh. All right. So we got a couple of texts coming in. I missed that first one, Anya. Could you read that one out for us?
Yes. Our first one up top was Jim and Appleton here. How do you feel about the latest law and liberty threat directed at Appleton East High School?
Yeah, is this the Appleton East High School where they wanted to have a welcome back to school gathering for students of color, right? And now the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty is suing because that's racist. First of all, let me just get this straight, and I'll ask Don this question. White people cannot be suffering the systemic effects of racism. That's just not possible. It doesn't work. Can a person be biased against white people? Yes.
Certainly.
But the idea that white people sort of are oppressed by racism is just false. It's not possible because white people hold the levers of all of the major institutions of power.
The institutional racism in these systems was created by white people.
Right. There was an old commercial, for you, by you, something like whatever. In any case, yeah, that's Jim from Appleton. This is ridiculous. Nothing in the Supreme Court's ruling on affirmative action, Dominic, said anything about we can't talk about race, we can't invite people to gather because they happen to share a...
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 57. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 84. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 69. A blend of clouds and sun Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 88. 79 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Forget the sailing and the men are up and gone. What about the women who are left all alone? Do we sit at home and twiddle thumbs until our men come home? Oh, there's other things to twiddle when a girl's left on her own. Twiddly-idy-idy-o, twiddly-idy-yay.
Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I want to know, when is Josh Call getting off his butt and indicting some fake electors already?
Maybe he's doing it, we're just not aware of it, Maggie.
No.
I mean, that's possible.
I watch him at press conferences and whatnot. I've met him a couple of times. Not what I would call like a scintillating public speaker. Not a real beacon of legal visionary thinking. Maybe that's just me. Yeah, I want to know, when is Josh Call getting off his butt? You got a take on that? Call us. Text us, 844-967-2789. But the real question of the hour, the sort of setup here, is what does the vote in Ohio and the other election, the other six elections, so seven in total, post-Dobbs, that all went on the pro-abortion side, what does this all portend for the GOP? Especially here in Wisconsin, now that you got Janet on the ballot. And let's just briefly remind everybody the seven elections that we're talking about. So if what do you think? Does the GOP need to be sounding an alarm? I mean, that Ohio election should have them quaking in their boots. 844-967-2789. So here are the seven elections. One is Janet's election.
Here in Wisconsin.
Right? That went on the pro-abortion side, right? The next one is this Ohio issue 4. Do we change the rules in the middle of the game? That one went on the pro-abortion side. Then we had four red states. Four of them.
Like very red states.
Very red. Kansas, Kentucky, Montana, and Ohio is counted in that as well. Now, it's not that they enacted a constitutional amendment to guarantee the right to abortion, but the other three states, Kansas, Kentucky, and Montana, declined to implement state laws or constitutional amendments to make abortion illegal. Okay. Then the other two swing states, we got Michigan and Wisconsin. Michigan's now all blue. You've got a trifecta of Democratic control in the state of Michigan, House, Senate, and the governorship. And then two liberal states, Vermont and California, added the right to abortion to their constitution. Here's the total, Dom. All of these measures in 2023 mean that 500 of 510 counties, abortion outperformed what Biden pulled in those same counties in 2020. So you get what I'm saying here? Yeah. Like, abortion is driving people to the ballot box and driving engagement more than Biden did in 2020.
More than the president of the United States.
Correct.
Yeah.
And by greater proportions are those measures being won on the pro-abortion side? So my question to everybody out there, 844-967-2789, is, does this portend disaster? It has been a little bit of a theory of mine that you can gerrymander your party into irrelevancy. If you make your districts so extreme that what you get is low-quality candidates who are nut jobs, that aren't looking to lead or inspire or actually legislate anything.
And are not actually representative of the people that they are claiming to represent, hence the gerrymander.
Correct. And this all goes back to the Tea Party movement. I think we can point back to Newt Gingrich and sort of the trappings, the beginnings of all this, this move towards extremism, right, and take no prisoners, scorched earth politics. That has the GOP gerrymandered itself into a backlash? Fine. You flouted all of the normal Supreme Court appointment rules and now have stacked the court with people that are completely out of touch. You've gerrymandered us into Van Orton
not
in
just
Wisconsin.
Out of touch, but out on vacation.
You know, in their 38 trips paid by other people, their RV donated by some rich guy.
You know, some of these extremist U.S. Supreme Court justices have a hell of a life, Maggie.
Right? Oh. I was like, wait a minute. How do you get into a position of public trust and then you start like rolling in the dough and hanging out with billionaires? A red flag doesn't go off. Right. An ethics watchdog, as I was entering governmental service, this is when I was like 23 years old, going to clerk for a federal appeals court judge. He's like, listen to me. When you go into public service, the only rich friends that you have are the rich friends that you had before. If you get new rich friends, be warned. They want something from you. So,
really? Yeah. Oh, I mean, they're just generous.
Yeah. They just want to give me an RV.
I got a lot of friends, you know?
I got a lot of friends. They drive me around on private planes.
I mean,
it's all fine.
I'm a nice guy, you know? I got lots of friends. I'm very I'm very popular. I'm very important. And what am I going to do, say no?
I
don't want to be rude.
Yeah.
And I know all those, you know, those the course or the instruction you took prior to joining that the federal government, right?
Yep.
Those don't apply to the U.S. Supreme
Court.
No. They apply to all the other federal judges.
Right. But not the Supreme Court.
But not. And why is that again?
Because they said so.
Oh, okay. But there's a reason for it to apply to all the other federal judges, right? There's justification for it. Why couldn't all the other federal judges just use the same excuse as the U.S. Supreme Court? Say, we're not going to
worry
about it.
Maybe not.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Because the Supreme Court actually gets to tell all those lower courts what they get to do.
Who tells the Supreme Court what to do?
That would be Congress, except if you're Justice Alito being interviewed by the Wall Street Journal last week, in which case he said there's nothing in the Constitution that gives Congress the power over the courts, you know, except for Article 2, you dolt. This is a Supreme Court justice. Listen, we got Jim from Appleton. You're on the Maggie Don Show.
Hi.
Hello, Jim.
How's it going?
Hey, good.
I sent in my text earlier, and I'm going to get off that subject because you were rolling with gerrymandering, making you obsolete. The Democrats did that in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, which is why we have this terrible Republican wave in Wisconsin. They had a chance to make gerrymandering illegal and codify it into law and possibly change the Constitution. They chose not to. They were complacent and created the mistake the Republicans are making now. So,
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm sorry I had to cut you off, Jim, my friend, but we've got to go to break. Thank you so much to my little buddy, Dom.
Oh, thank you, Maggie. Always a pleasure, man. We'll do it again.
We are going to do this some more because it's just too much darn fun, especially on Thursdays. I'm Maggie Don. You're listening to The Maggie Don Show. Join us. 844-967-2789. Is the GOP making itself irrelevant? Join us.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. At a summit at Camp David, President Biden and leaders of South Korea and Japan have reached a deal to deepen military and economic ties.
President Biden said at one point that he hopes that this sends a message to countries in the region that if these three countries want to work together, he said success breeds success, and other countries in the region will follow their lead.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. It's a grim task for recovery teams on Maui following the deadly wildfires.
A lot of the remains that we're finding are almost unrecognizable. A lot of people got caught in traffic jams in their cars.
Hurricane Hillary should hit California by Monday, LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn on alerting the homeless.
The bullhorn, the microphone, the really going along the riverbanks and alerting these unhoused individuals that they may be in the line of danger.
CBS News Brief.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Heading into the weekend, gas prices have stabilized but are still high. AAA has Milwaukee and Waukesha counties averaged today at about $3.87 a gallon. Relatives assembled at the burial site of a Waukesha police detective who lost his life in the line of duty more than six decades ago. Gary Bach is George Schmidling's nephew and a former Pewaukee police chief. His efforts have led to a fitting headstone for his uncle. George Schmidling was the first Waukesha police officer to die in the line of duty. A memorial honors his dual role as a dedicated police officer and a veteran of the United States Navy. Friday night lights will be shining on a new stadium for Nicolet High School. The Knights are preparing to hold their first home football game in its recently built stadium. The construction is part of a $77 million renovation initiative that was approved through a referendum. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in. Turn on and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
A sailor's life is very hard, the food is always bad. But now I've joined the Navy, I'm aboard a man of war. And now I found a sailor ain't a sailor anymore. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast. If you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another on the shore.
A
sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore.
Is the GOP gerrymandering itself into clown show irrelevancy? Question of the day, 844-967-2789. We're touching on anything also that y'all want to talk about today. Of course, I have substance prepped for you, but We can talk about whatever you want. 844-967-2789, because it's Talk Back Thursday. We were talking a little bit before because the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty has filed a lawsuit against the Appleton High School or school district because they put out a flyer that said, hey, if you're a student of color, we're having an open house welcoming homecoming sort of thing, party before the school year starts. And I forgot to mention this, so a texter reminded me, thank you, texter, that the flyer also said, white kids welcome too. Because you know what black people hate? When, like, white folks show up, that, you know, in alliance and in allegiance and in partnership and in equity. For real? So, yeah, that's what the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty are concerned with eradicating from our state, the scourge of inclusive black-centered events. Oh, my goodness. Heavens to Betsy. Somebody, a couple of you have sent some very flattering texts, and I see those. Thank you very much. Andrew, who is on the line, sorry I didn't get to you. If you do want to call back in with whatever your hot topic of the day is, you are more than welcome here on the Maggie Dawn Show. 844-967-2789. Here's what. I have had a sneaking suspicion that if the Republican Party does not correct course, and I don't know if it's possible, right? When you see when Mitch McConnell is finding it hard to find his voice when he's not, you know, in a moment of pause, it's a question, can they correct course? I don't see Robin Voss really being a thought leader here in trying to set down the trappings of anti-woke baloney and return to governance. He's not doing that. He's going after DEI programs in the UW system. Because again, let's be sure we rid the state of Wisconsin of the scourge of inclusivity in understanding cultures that are different from our own. That's a terrible thing. We don't want our college students having understanding about that. Conservative commentator Patrick Brown tweeted after the Ohio shellacking on Tuesday night this. The Ohio result tonight coming on the heels of the shellacking in Michigan and the unexpected loss in Kentucky needs to be a 5-alarm fire for the GOP. Pro-life advocates in the GOP have to adapt, even if that means unwelcome compromise for the time being. We'll keep running it into the ground if we don't. From your lips to the divine diva's ears, may she see us and protect us all in her infinite wisdom. Snaps for that. Yes, Anya.
Sister.
Everyone should be nodding and humming at their radios right now. So that's what I think we've got here, because just understand the logistics of gerrymandering. The whole point is to make some districts so overwhelmingly one-sided that you don't have real contests anymore, that the election outcomes are decided ahead of time. I have heard this referred to as authoritarian democracy, where you have the appearance of voting, but the outcomes are predetermined by those who are already in power, designed to keep themselves in power. Some food for thought, right? And when you do that, you will get more extreme policy positions because you don't have candidates that have to compromise or that have to win contested general elections. The only real action is in the primary, which means they're trying to like out-extreme one another. So you also end up with lower quality candidates, in my opinion, because reasonable people, smart people who care about policy and actually pay attention to detail and want to know what objective data says about these various, very tough, very pernicious problems in our society, they don't want to have to speak the language of stupid. So they don't bother anymore. So your candidates get, frankly, lower in quality. Need I list the names here? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, Van Orton, right here in homegrown Wisconsin. Ron Johnson is a low-quality candidate. The guy says stuff that is just stupid all the time. George Santos, right? And when you have low quality
It's game time. Welcome to Waukesha South Blackshirts Football. Thanks for joining us live on your local Civic Media radio station, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw, and the Civic Media app. Waukesha South Blackshirts Football is brought to you by the Center for Responsible Seafood, meeting the critical need for seafood produced through regenerative processes. Revitalize, a new business coming to the area in January 2024. And This Week in Waukesha with Downtown Donnie Brown. Heard right here Saturday mornings at 8. Blackshirts Football is competing in its final season with the Classic 8 and building toward an exciting future in the Parkland Conference. Your live coverage of Waukesha South Blackshirts Football starts now.
Hey, good evening, Blackshirt Nation, and a warm welcome to Pat Folk Stadium, home of the Milwaukee Lutheran Red Knights. This is the non-conference home opener, but this will soon be a conference rival, your Waukesha Blackshirts, who in the opener last year at Ken Hollab Stadium defeated the Red Knights, I believe it was 42-6, but the game was much closer than the score, and we expect another good battle tonight. Lots of excitement. Blackshirts lost some key seniors, including all-Classic 8 quarterback Tack Tadioka and running back, D-lineman, linebacker C.J. Johnson. We wish them well as they start their next chapter at Division I St. Thomas University in Minnesota. A few other players we also lost to graduation, but we have 14 returning seniors, including all-Classic 8 receiver and defense safety Evan Stout and all-Classic 8 lineman playing both ways, Logan Tank Dable. Other great seniors include Isaiah Dunlop, who will get some looks at tailback and linebacker, along with Vinny Capoletti Mahalos, who will also be doing some running back duties and playing, gosh, several different positions on the defense. Senior Hector Carranza, you'll also see in like a linebacker, strong safety role, along with maybe some looks at flanker. And Tyler Williams is back after missing most of last season due to injuries. We're really excited for him to have a big senior year. This young man deserves to get some looks from some good college programs. He is, Johnny's going to tell you more about him later, but he also excels in the classroom. So we're really excited. We're excited to have Oliver Shimoleski back on the line. I don't know if I mentioned Justin Sweetie Geezy yet. Justin also plays linebacker. He can also play some duties on offense, running back and flanker, depending on where they put them. The big question mark will be our starting quarterback, his first time starting in quite a few years, Hector the Inspector Carranza. Hector's one of the original gangsters, the OGs, been in the program since fifth grade, along with Evan Stout, Logan Dable, Oliver Shimoleski, Justin Geezy. I'm probably missing a few others there, Johnny. But Hector's gone to a lot of camps over the years. He's really worked on his game hard. He played JV quarterback last year while Tack was manning the duties on varsity at quarterback. But Hector also has some support from Ben Jimenez. He'll be QB2, and Ben also is a big factor on defense at linebacker. They may even give him some spots at the line. So, yes, so... And a big shout-out, I'm joined by Johnny Watermelon and Anastasia Romanoff, her first football broadcast. Anna's back at the Walk Radio Studios there, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Johnny, could you ask for nicer weather for a game like tonight?
I tell you, it's perfect, Don. This is just great football weather. I can't believe it. So we're just very, very fortunate to be at this facility. The weather's perfect, and we're going to have a good matchup. These guys are going to see each other again. And this will be a fun contest to watch tonight.
One of the great advantages to high school football in Wisconsin is the season opens. It's still baseball weather. You can enjoy the game in shorts, and it's always fun. But I forgot to welcome our listeners from the Maggie Dawn Show, as well as those listeners of Native Roots Radio, as Blackshirt Nation is well represented by Indigenous peoples, as well as the sons and daughters of the Northern Migration, the children of the Middle Passage, the Irish diaspora in America, and all the banished children of Eve. It is our honor and our duty to welcome our Native brethren, say ahu, and are proud to say that Native issues are human issues.
And human issues are Native issues.
So we welcome you and everyone else to join us on our journey of self-determination and self-discovery in our last season in what is arguably the most difficult conference in the entire state. Some say even in the whole country, the Classic Eight. But, again, we start with non-conference play against a future conference rival, the Red Knights of Milwaukee Lutheran. Both teams match up pretty well. Again, it was a good battle last year. At halftime, it was 21-6. And for those of you who may not recall, Milwaukee Lutheran got the kickoff to start the second half. They had a nice return. They marched all the way down the field into the red zone, and our defense held strong and then never really looked back after that. And got the next 20 points. So So you know what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to an ad in the next 30 seconds. So stick around. And again, we're still getting our sea legs. We're working off a new system. This is a great little. We basically have a radio station in a box here. Special thanks to Corey Hartman and Brian Kelly from Civic Media's IT and engineering team for putting together this fantastic innovation. So, but right now we're going to pay a few bills and we'll be back on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network here at WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM, the Shaw. Radio Network here at WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM, the Shaw. Radio Network here at WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM, the Shaw. Radio Network here at WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM, the Shaw. great view of that. So, again, thanks again to Mia's, and be sure to support them, especially if you love great Italian food. And I guess we're back now. Anastasia tells me so. Again, apologies to everyone, any technical mishaps. We're still getting our sea legs here with our new technology. But welcome back to Pat Folk Stadium on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network, sponsored by Mia's. And so, Johnny, I don't think they heard our little I think we jumped the gun a little bit on starting the broadcast. But, yes, Mia's is one of our key sponsors. And as I was saying, last time I was at Mia's, I got the Italian beef, and it was fantastic. It really is a great menu. Johnny loves the lasagna.
I do. I think the lasagna there is superb. And I'll tell you what, they make it so you get enough to bring home. And I got to take my hat off to Bo and his staff. Man, they make an antipasto salad that's just really just super.
Yep.
So I just love that combo. So please patronize our great restaurant there, Mia's. It's just a fabulous place to have a real great Italian experience.
They have
that lineup for Friday Night Live tonight. They got a big, long kind of bar set up out on the outside. So
outdoor cafe.
Yeah, you can really experience it. It's just really, really cool what he did.
It's fun, yeah. And yeah, Bo is a new owner. You know, Mia's has been there, I guess, forever. I learned that recently, too, and it was Mia's something else, but it's always been Mia's. And now Bo's the new owner, going on his second year. So we really wish him well. We thank you for his support for local radio and WAUK Radio and the Civic Media Mission, as well as, of course, our beloved Waukesha South Blackshirt Football Program. So, again, beautiful weather for the game tonight. Your black shirts are in what I call the Ottawa red-black CFL uniforms, with the red pants, white jersey, black numbers, black helmets. And the host nation, Red Knights of Milwaukee Lutheran, are in all maroon pants and shirt with white numbers and sleeves, shall we say. And black shirts do have the black sleeves on the side. And white helmets for the Red Knights with their classic Knight logo icon. The Red Knights are coached by Chip Wiley in his second year, but his first official year as head coach. Last year he was serving as interim head coach, as the former head coach at the last second had to resign due to family reasons. They got 44 players, including a new quarterback, a junior named David Perdzak, who we got a pretty nice scouting report on. He's about 6'4", so he sees over the line well. Traditional dropback quarterback that has several weapons in his arsenal. So I'm live here, buddy. I'm sorry. Yeah. So can you help him out, Johnny? So I don't know what it's Marty's his name. Yeah. So, but anyway, apologies. This is local radio, though. You get it live, and you get it, you know, you can't really control the script sometimes, but hey, it's part of the fun, though. So, but anyway, yeah, so we're looking at some new faces here from Milwaukee Lutheran. They had running back, nose tackle, punter who would fake punts. Really hard guy to bring down. He's now playing for Concordia. So we're glad that we don't see him tonight. But I know Concordia will be happy to have him on his squad. That young man packs a lot of power and deceptive speed for a lad of his enormous size. So, but again, very athletic and runs the ball well and can do a lot of things. Very, talk about a skilled player. So, and we're, you know, as everyone knows with high school football, you don't get the scouting reports like you do in college. So we're figuring out this lineup at the same pace you are. We believe Hector, the Inspector Carranza, will get the nod as QB1 tonight. I see Vinny Capoletti Mahalos in the tailback spot. I saw Ben Jimenez there in like a flanker position. We'll get a look at the line here as they're in a huddle right now. So. But some young players, you've got quite a few sophomores in the lineup and some juniors. And as many people know, the Black Shirt program has gotten really strong on the youth football side. Head coach Darnell Wiltz, in his fourth year, I believe, with the program, has, he's taken over he owns the youth program, and the youth program is developing quite nicely. So, anyway, sorry, I'm getting, my texts are blown up here, but now would be a good time, Anastasia. Let's go to station identification, please, here in the Black Shirt Football Radio Network.
it's got to be before the hour. So.
Okay. Hey, so apologies. The station identification will be coming up in a few minutes. There's still some internal issues being worked out from our headquarters. Brand new technology, so a lot of things working out, so we appreciate everyone's patience. But, yeah, in case it we don't get that canned recording, you are listening to the to WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM, the Shaw in Waukesha. I think Jackson's another participating city, but you should get that. So, anyway, we're getting closer to kickoff time. And I just got a nice handshake from Coach Nick Mahalos, who will be in the booth next to us tonight, so along with Ben Bodart. So they're going to be up on the roof, actually. That's a good spot. Up on the roof. Remember that song, Johnny?
Yeah.
Ben Bodart, also freshman basketball coach and freshman baseball coach.
Yeah. Circle
in the wagons. His first year at the varsity level, yeah.
There we go.
Nick Mahalos has been with these kids since fifth grade. And Javi Mesa will be down here with us, along with Marty Dunlop. So great to see some familiar faces here.
So he would be intimately involved with the original gangstas, as you call them.
Yeah, oh yeah. In fact, we could even call Nick an OG. So,
okay.
We see Coach Wiltz on the field, and he took a page out of Coach Mahalos' wardrobe playbook. He's got black shorts and a red like golf shirt that hangs a little bit low, red shoes, and I believe a black shirt's hat. And we're going to gather for the national anthem, it looks like. So we're going to pause for a minute. I'm going to remove my hat here, too.
Okay. Our officiating crew for tonight: Ethan Rundrup, Steve Bergwin, Brian Linder, Chris Nicholson, and Scott Trennington. And we thank
Okay, we're going to station ID now, and then we'll be ready for the kickoff.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Okay, welcome back to Pat Folk Stadium. We're ready to kick off. It looks like the Blackshirts won the toss and are deferring to the second half.